The week's cases for the week ending May 9th, 2025, by Al Monastir, LA County Public Defender's Office. Using excessive force precludes imperfect self-defense. Self-defense is a complete defense to murder. Humphrey, 13 Cal 4, 1073, 1082. But a person isn't permitted to use excessive force in self-defense. Quote, even when faced with imminent fear of death, a person may only use force reasonably necessary to repel the attack and only as long as the danger exists or reasonably appears to exist, close quote. Clark, 201 Cal App 4, 235 at 250. Quote, a defendant who had an actual and reasonable belief in being in imminent danger of death, but used more force than was reasonably necessary to repel the attack, or continued to use force after the danger no longer existed or reasonably appeared to exist, may not invoke self-defense, close quote. Is there a duty to retreat? Quote, although a defendant is not required to retreat and may pursue an assailant until the danger of injury has passed, Clark, page 250, a reasonable opportunity to retreat may defeat a claim of perfect or imperfect self-defense because the opportunity to retreat means that no use of force was reasonable, close quote. Dominguez, 66 Cal App 5th, 163 at 181. What about imperfect self-defense? Quote, imperfect self-defense arises when a defendant acts with a subjectively honest but objectively unreasonable belief that he or she is in imminent danger of death or great bodily injury, close quote. Simon, 1 Cal 5th, 98 at 132. Imperfect self-defense reduces a murder to manslaughter. Humphrey, page 1082. But excessive force nullifies imperfect self-defense, quote, a defendant who had an actual but unreasonable belief of being in imminent danger of death, but used more force than was reasonably necessary to repel the attack, or continued to use force after the danger no longer existed or was actually believed by the defendant to exist, may not invoke imperfect self-defense, close quote. The defendant here bragged about having a knife. He stabbed, chased, and stabbed the decedent multiple times solely because he was pushed. The Court of Appeal finds that the judge's failure to instruct the jury that it could consider the defendant's mental state in evaluating imperfect self-defense was harmless error. People v. Temple, G062781-5625-CA-4th, Division 3. Reckless indifference to life is established by willing involvement in violence. Quote, defendants who were neither actual killers nor acted with the intent to kill can be held for murder only if they were major participants in the underlying felony and acted with reckless indifference to human life, close quote. Strong, 13 Cal 5th, 698 at 708. Quote, reckless indifference to human life is implicit in knowingly engaging in criminal activities known to carry a grave risk of death, close quote. Scoggins, 9 Cal 5th, 667 at 676. There are objective and subjective elements, quote, as to the subjective element, the defendant must be aware of and willingly involved in the violent manner in which the particular offense is committed, and he or she must consciously disregard the significant risk of death his or her actions create, close quote. Scoggins, page 677. Citing Clark, 63 Cal 4th, 522, the Court of Appeal lists various factors relevant to the issue of reckless indifference. Use of a weapon or awareness of its presence, the defendant's physical presence at the crime scene and opportunity to restrain Confederates or aid victims, the duration of the crime, the defendant's knowledge of any threat the Confederates might represent, and efforts taken by the defendant to minimize risks. The Court of Appeal finds sufficient evidence that the subjective element was met by co-defendant Townsell, the aider who was present when, quote, Williams violently pulled the purse from the victim's forearm while shoving the victim backward, causing the back of her head to strike the ground with a significant impact, close quote. Quote, as to the objective element, the risk of death must be of such a nature and degree that considering the nature and purpose of the actor's conduct and the circumstances known to him or her, its disregard involves a gross deviation from the standard of conduct that a law-abiding person would observe in the actor's situation, close quote. Scoggins, page 677. Townsell's, quote, acts of not seeking aid and impeding the janitor from entering the restroom are a gross deviation from the conduct of a reasonable person, close quote. Conviction for murder affirmed. Peel versus Williams, E081147, 5125 CA 4th, Division 2. A court can't deny SB 1437 based on a charge for which the defendant has been acquitted. SB 1437, codified in PC 1170.95, now renumbered 1172.6, bars liability for felony murder where the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, and wasn't a major participant in the underlying felony who acted with reckless indifference to human life. The jury in this case convicted the defendant of murder but acquitted him of conspiracy. The judge denied the defendant's SB 1437 petition for relief, finding that the defendant, quote, participated in some fashion at virtually every step of the planning and preparation stages of the armed robbery, close quote. Quote, we hold that a trial court cannot deny relief in a PC section 1170.95 proceeding based on findings that are inconsistent with a previous acquittal when no evidence other than that introduced at trial is presented, close quote. Cooper, 77 Calat 5th, 393 at 398. The Court of Appeal says, quote, the trial court's finding that, beyond a reasonable doubt, Lopez Barraza knowingly participated from the outset in planning and preparing for an armed robbery is directly contrary to the jury's determination that the evidence did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt, close quote, that he was guilty of conspiracy. The Court of Appeal reverses, saying that, quote, the trial court erred in basing its decision on its view that Lopez Barraza participated in planning and preparing for the armed robbery of De Jesus, close quote. Appeal versus Lopez Barraza, A168604, 5225 CA 1st Division 2.